Good morning. This shiur will be aired on the 31st day of the Omer, and we are learning Chayot Klal Hey, and we are looking at Siman Zayin. So Siman Zayin is sort of an introduction to what's going to be coming and following some of the halachas of brachas. So we're going to go through it a little bit quickly, but we'll see that as we go on, we're going to give much more clarity to this. So the first point he says that there are hey tivor matzrichim lachzor levorach. There are five things which require a person to repeat the bracha. Three of them are relevant when there's an issue between the bracha and the action, whether it's the chil or the mitzvah. Number one, shlohayu aleph, shlohayu mazum in the fun of when he stopped, shemer lo yovei liyodah klal. He made the bracha when the item wasn't there, and he's not sure that it's coming. Beis. Afilohayu mazum in the fun of, el shenebet kadem sheosa hadavar shebirach alav. He had it, but he didn't act upon it properly. So a person had the apple, and he drops the apple, and ends up, you know, in the way that it's no longer edible. It became dirty to the point he can't eat it. So he had intent to eat many apples. So we'll see what the law is in that situation. But in some cases, he would have to make a new bracha. Gimel shehivzik bedibur bein a bracha lasiyas oisadover. He spoke, but the word mashena minyan a bracha. And what he spoke about was not something which is relevant to the bracha. B'chol eilu habi brachos lebatala. Shlohayu mokum lebracha lochul. The bracha has nothing to take effect on, and therefore the bracha is a bracha lebatala. He's not yotz to the bracha, and when he does continue to do whatever he's doing, we'd have to make a new bracha. Beis devorim shaychem afila im lohayse brachos rishon lebatala. There are two other reasons why a person needs another bracha, not in connection with bracha lebatala. I feel a hachi tzarch latzal lebracha needs a new bracha. Number one is shini mokum. The person is in the middle of the meal, and sometimes he leaves where he is. So when he moves to the new place, he requires a bracha. Mispar b'klal nantes. That'll be explained later on in klal nantes. And hesach adas milasos oid. A person took away his intent to continue doing this action. And then he changed his mind and decided to do it again. So he did something with the one bracha being working for multiple events. The person decides he's going to wear many pairs of tzitzis, and he puts on one bracha for all of them. One puts on one garment, the second garment, the third garment. He says, okay, finish putting on garments. He says, you know what, why don't I put another one on? The person was planning to eat, and he decided he's no longer eating anymore. Then he changes his mind. So in that situation, he needs to make a new bracha. Now, going back to the 3 points which are mentioned over here, that the person should have the item in front of him, the person, or at least have it, know for sure that it's coming. It should not be lost, and he should not speak. He's going to start going through these points in more detail. The item that you're making the bracha on, you should be holding. But you should be holding it in the right hand, because that's considered derech kavod for the item. You don't hold it with something with a kli. Shein to derech kavod, that's not considered kavod, that you don't want the item which you're saying a bracha on, you don't want to hold with give the chashivas of holding it in your hand. Unless, something which is normally eaten with a fork or with a spoon, a kaf is a spoon. So then that's normal. If a person says something which is a liquid, something which taking a spoon of the soup in his hand, you don't normally scoop it with your hands. A hot food with a fork, something like that's considered acceptable. Now, the regards to a person who is a lefty. So there, according to the klal that Rav Chaim Kanievsky gives, that this is to give a kavod. So by him, the kavod will be done by taking the item in what's normally called the left hand, but for him, that's his stronger hand, and that's the equivalent of his right hand. Now, birach b'lei ochas b'yad, the person made the bracha without holding the item. If he was in front of him, if it was in front of him and available, or he knows it's for sure coming, kiman shekar birach is yatsa. So he'd be yotze doing that. It's not proper to do that, but if he did so, he would be yotze. obviously a person who's not well and not able to hold the item in his hand would be allowed to make the bracha without holding it. If when he made the bracha, he was not sure that it's going to be coming, they said they're bringing something, is not sure whether the person is able to make it or not. And even though eventually it does come, when it does come, he needs to make a new bracha. One of the questions which comes up is flowing water, a river, which is flowing, since you know the water is coming, so you're not, you don't have to hold the water in your hands, the person would make the bracha, and then take a drink. A water fountain, a person, so the water that you're making the bracha on is the water that you'll be drinking eventually, is not there, it's not in your hand, it's not even as you press the button, it's not there at the time of the bracha. It's the water which will be coming out of the reservoir when you actually take the drink. But you know for sure that's going to be coming, and therefore you'd be able to make the bracha knowing for sure that it's able to come. There'd be an argument that would be preferable to take some in a cup and make a bracha out of it, because then you would actually have it and have the milah of being holding it in your hand, right hand. Have a good morning.